Today's Shir, Sanhedrin, Daf Lamid Hey. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey Omed Aleph, the second line from the top, opens up with a pasuk that was referred to at the end of the previous shiur. We've noted the pasuk that we will be darshaning, that we will be expounding upon on the inside margin, Bamidbar Perik Chof Hey Pasuk Dalid. The pasuk concerns an incident recorded in the Torah where the Klal Yisrael involved themselves with immorality involving the Benoi Smoyov, and the whole situation surrounded the service of the idol of idolatry. And the pasuk there says, and we've written it in, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Kach eskol roshe ha'om. And Hashem addressed Moshe, instructing him, take the leaders of the people, v'hoka oisom l'Hashem neged Hashemesh, and suspend them, or hang them up, in the sun, v'yoshoy v'charoin af Hashem Yisrael, and that will thereby cause the quieting of the wrath of Hashem on Israel. We now turn to the Gemara. Ksiv, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Kach eskol roshe ha'om. The pasuk has Hashem speaking to Moshe, telling him to take the leaders. The continuation of the pasuk said, and hang them up. The them is a pronoun, and if you have no interpretation to the pasuk, it would sound like it's saying hang up the leaders. But the Gemara points out, im ha'om chatu, if the general populace was guilty of sinning, roshei ha'om achatu, of what sin were the leaders guilty? They were pious individuals. They didn't involve themselves with the affronts or the violations that the Torah records. So why should they be hung up? Omar Rav Yehuda Amarav. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really telling Moshe the following. When he said, Kach es kol rosh ha'om, that was for the following. Chalek lohem bote dinem. Set up courts. And as far as those that were hung up, that's a reference to the violators, not to the leaders. The Rashi, on the first narrow line, points out, Chalek lohem bote dinem, v'hochi komar, and thusly is the understanding of the pasuk. Kach kol roshe om, take the leaders, v'holech oisom lebote dinem harbei, and set up numerous courts, v'yodunu es oivre havera, and judge the sinners, v'hoika oisom, the hanging them up, equals es hamuchuyovin, they should samdu l'baal pa'or. That's a reference to those who are guilty of worshipping the idol Baal pa'or. The Oved Avodas Kechovan Beskila, and as is known, the penalty of idol worship is stoning. The Chol HaNiskolim Nitlin, and after the individual is stoned, his body is hung up. After that particular penalty is carried out. So the Gemara now continues, after having explained that the taking of the leaders was for the purpose of setting up courts. Numerous courts. The Gemara asks, "My time, why was it necessary to set up these numerous courts?" Ilemo mishum she'ein donim shnayim biyoyim echad. If it's because there is no judging of two people in one court. One court does not judge two cases in one day. The Omar of Chista, Loi shonu elo b'shtei misos. That restriction of not judging two cases on one day, that's when you're dealing with two separate types of capital offenses. Avo b'miso achas donin. But if it's a singular avera, one sin, and in the case featured in this particular parsha, in this section, you're dealing with a mass of people that were all guilty of the same sin, of avodah zarah, of idol worship. And being that that's the case, one court can handle multiple cases of the same nature. So what was the necessity of having all of the courts? Notice in our markings we underlined Ilema and called that one. That was stage one. And now stage two in trying to determine the necessity of the multiple courts. Elo kedei sheyoshuv charon af miYisrael. This was in order to assuage the wrath of Hashem from upon Israel. What's the point? So Rashi explains. He says that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that they're all involved with establishing justice and and meeting out the penalties to whom it is deserved, the Kodesh Baruch Hu feels that we are concerned with his honor, and he thereby becomes quieted from his wrath. Dine momenis goyimrim bo bayom. And then the Mishnah went on to say, Dine nefoshois goyimrim bo bayom l'schus uviyoyim shelacharov l'choiva. That if the court reached a conclusion on a given day for innocence, so the final verdict would be issued that same day. However, if the court concluded guilt in a capital case, so then the final verdict would be stated, the Gemar Din would be the next day, and that's called Halonas Hadin. Our topic heading on the outside margin, the Nose, Shnei Mekuros LaHalonas Din B'dinei Nefashos, two sources will be presented, indicating that it's necessary to leave overnight, so to speak, till the next day, the issuing of a guilty verdict in a capital case. So the Gemara asks, Minohani Mili, from where do we know Halonas Din? So the first answer, we call it Aleph, and next line you'll see Beis. Omer Rabbi Hanino, Diomakro. Mleasi, Mishpot Tzedek, Yolin, Bo, Viato, Meratzchim. The Rashi explains, Tzedek, Yolin, Bo, Regilim hayu mitchila lahalin es hadin kedei letzatkoi. They used to be accustomed, as far as this posuk is concerned, the posuk is featuring a particular time in history where prior to this they had been accustomed to leaving overnight the statement of a guilty verdict. V'ato kishe'eno isinkein hare hein kimaraska. Now that they don't do that, They issue the guilty verdict on the same day that they come to that conclusion, they're considered as if they're murderers. In other words, by leaving overnight the issuing of the final verdict, you left open a chance for a little more time in which to possibly find the defendant innocent. So by rushing matters, they're considered as if they're murderers. V'rova omar mehocha ashru chomoitz, which means Ashru Dayon Shemechametz Ezdino, strengthen the judge that Mechametz like Chometz, leaving something to ferment, leaving something over. And in this case, it's a reference to being Mekayim Halonas Adin. So the Posuk is saying that such a practice needs to be strengthened and is positive, is what is desired and what must be done. V'idoch, according to Rabbi Hanino, who did not cite this pasuk, what does he do with it? So he learns as follows: Ashru chamutz velo chometz. Rabbi Hanino says the pasuk is telling us strengthen the victim and not the perpetrator. The chometz, in the case of theft, he would be the robber. The chomutz is the person from whom goods were stolen. So strengthen the one who suffered the loss. The idach, hai malesi mishpat mai ovidle. This is a reference to Rava. And notice we've written in the names above the pronouns v'idach and also squiggle on the v'idach to give a feeling of we're going back and forth in the discussion. So according to Rava, the Malesi Mishpat Posuk, which was what was Rabbi Hanina's source, what does Rava do with it? Answer: Kid Rabbi Lozer, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, the Amar Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yitzchok, Kol Tainis Shemalin and Boy Es Hatzdoka, any fast day that they do not give the tzedakah at the end of the day, Kiilu Shoyfech Damim, it's as if he is, as if they're spilling the blood of the poor. Shenemar Malesi Mishpat Tzedek, Yolin Ba, V'ato Meratzchin. So what was just said was that at the end of a fast day, the distribution to the poor must be carried out immediately. And if not, then it's as if one is killing the poor man. V'hani mili b'rifta v'tamri. This is true when the distribution of goods were in food, ready-to-eat food form, namely rifta, bread, tamri, dates. Avol, if the tztoka was accomplished through Bezuzi, chiti, visari, leslan ba, through cash or non-ready food products, for example, wheat and barley, that's material that still has to be processed, then this klola, this curse, so to speak, that they're considered as murderers, would not apply. The Rashi explains, Kol Tainis, Regilim Hoyu Baleli Tanis, the custom was that at the end of the fast day, Lasot Stoka, to perform charity. The Hoyu, Eine Huaniim Nesuos Lekach, and the eyes of the poor, in other words, the poor population, were looking forward to this. The Im Yolinu, and if they don't do it immediately, they leave it overnight, in other words, they don't perform the Stoka until the next day, Nimsu Aniim Re'evim She Nish Anu Akachet, then you're leaving the population of the poor is still famished because they were relying on this. Rashi goes on, Vahani mili b'mokom shiragil mechalek rifta v'tamri dover hamuchan le'chol. This characterization applies only when dealing with ready-to-eat food, something that they were, as a result of the fasting, and they don't have the wherewithal to have their own food, they would be in a continued state of fasting, if they wouldn't receive this. However, if the custom in the area was to give cash to the poor, aval zuzi v'chiti v'sari, lo nishanu haniyim aleihem oso halayla, then it can be assumed that the poor population were not relying on that for their food at the conclusion of the fast, because they never expected it in the first place, because in those kind of communities, the practice was to pay cash or wheat and barley, and therefore v'leslan bo ad lamocher, and therefore it doesn't concern us so much that it would not be given immediately and rather delayed till the next day. Continuing in the Gemara, lefikoch ein donin lo be'erev Shabbos v'lo be'erev Yom Tov. My taima, why is Friday and Erev, the day before Yom Tov, off limits for judging capital cases? Mishum delo efsher, because it's impossible. Heichilevin, what are they to do? Before we go any further, we will just glance at the outside margin. Nosei mivneh, we feature a triangle, and as you see down the next number of lines, you see a number of triangles. Bechinas efshorios lodun be'erev Shabbos. We're going to evaluate, check out the possibilities of judging Erev Shabbos, and then find out that it's not possible, and that's represented by the double underline. Those are dechios, rejections of these suggestions. So the Gemara proceeds. L'dainei b'mali Shabbato, maybe we could judge on Erev Shabbos, v'ligmurei l'dainei b'mali Shabbat, and conclude it Erev Shabbos. In other words, have the case judged and concluded on Friday. So why can't that be done? So the Gemara says, Dilma chazu tam l'choifa. If they start a case on Friday, they might see that the defendant is going to be held guilty. And if they reach a conclusion of guilt, ubo l'mevet halonas din, they're going to have to leave it over till the next day being Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, L'dainei b'malei Shabbato, let the case be judged on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, v'ligmeri l'dainei b'Shabbato, and have the verdict issued on Shabbos, v'liktalei b'Shabbato, and have him executed on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, ein ritzicha doicha es ha-Shabbos. The ability to carry out death penalty does not override Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, but nevertheless, v'liktalei l'urta. So let the death penalty be carried out on Motzoi Shabbos, Saturday night. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be carried out nighttime either. Neged Hashemesh bo'inon. As we saw in the Pasuk that was cited at the beginning of the Amid, and these words, Neged Hashemesh, were found two lines from the bottom of the previous Amid. We learn from that that the death penalty, the capital cases in general, must be by daytime, and the death penalty as well by daytime. Question, V'ligmerei l'dinei b'shabbata, let there be a gemar dinei, a verdict issued on Shabbos, v'liktalei b'chad b'shabbata, and have him killed, have the death penalty carried out on Sunday. The Gemara says, no, that's also not possible. Nimtzo ato me'ane ezdino. That there's a violation called inui hadin. Inui hadin is a situation where a person already knows what the verdict is, and the death penalty is not carried out immediately. That constitutes something called making the person suffer. Inui hadin. And that would be the case if you would have the verdict issued on Shabbos and the death penalty carried out only on Sunday. Question, Nidaine b'mali shabbata, v'nigmere b'chad b'shabbata. Why not have the case handled on Friday, not issuing a verdict until Sunday? Taking a look at Rashi, L'dayne b'mali shabbata v'nimrei b'chad b'shabbata v'chol zman shelo nigmar din, and as long as a verdict has not been issued, lo have inui hadin. There's no violation, no problem of inui hadin d'chol shah mitzapel atzola, because the defendant is hoping for salvation all of the time. Avol kishenigmar, but once a verdict is issued, kol hayom mitzapel amisa. He's waiting to be killed. And that delay is a cause of great pain. For having inui hadin. So the Gemara at this point is in a question form. Why not have the case judged on Friday and the final verdict issued only on Sunday, and thereby you circumvent the problem of inui hadin? So the Gemara answers, Minshu means to forget, Minshu tamayu, afalgav the shnei sofer, the name undim lefneim v'koisven divrei hamizakim v'divrei hamachayven, that even though there are two court scribes that are recording the reasoning of those that are arguing for innocence and the reasoning of those that are arguing for guilt, so even though it's recorded, nevertheless, there's a problem of between Friday and Sunday, the judges forgetting. And but we just said, forgetting what? The court scribes record the information. So the Gemara offers a very profound insight. Nihi de bepumo kasvin, libo de inshi inshi. Hilkoch lo efshar. Let's take a look at Rashi. Minshi lehu tamayu, shenosu venosu v'diktiku biyom rishon. They'll forget all of the fine points that were part of their analysis of the case by the time Sunday comes around. Libo de inshi inshi, Rashi continues, libo de inshi lo kasvi. That which is on people's hearts is not recorded. V'afagav shezochur lo liyasoid hatam, even though the basis for his reasoning he remembers, nishkach milibo yeshuva letamo. However, the different resolutions of issues that led up to his reasoning, that is not recorded. And he'll forget that, the fine points that led up to his conclusion. V'ein yochol liyashva loseis tam hogun kiborishona. And in order to recreate the steps necessary, he won't be able to do like was done initially. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, it's not possible to have a capital case judged, to start a capital case on Friday. We now see in our markings, we see a semicolon, which indicates that the continuation of the Gemara is not a direct flow of that which was just mentioned, and we also see a long question marking, a she'ela, and this is in, the length of it is indicated by a vertical dashed line that continues down the upper few lines of Omid Beis as well. Let us take advantage of our topic heading with structural note in the outside margin, the Nosei Nivneh. We also have an indication here that this will last till Lamed Vov Omid Aleph. So we see a bow tie form with colored in corners. This is, of course, to distinguish this from bow ties that appear on the facing Omid. In the marking system, we try to differentiate between different series as the different sugyas appear on facing Amudim of Gemara. So here we have the colored in corners of this bow tie. They are Shnei Hatzois, two suggestions, Lidvorim Sheyidhu Es HaShabbos, two items or procedures that are going to be suggested that can supersede Shabbos, when in reality we will find out that they don't supersede Shabbos. But we're going to try to argue through logic that they should. And they are, one, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah, the burial of a body that is found, a corpse that is found and needs burial. And number two, Ritzichas Beis Din, the carrying out of a capital punishment by the court. In truth, the issue of Ritzichas Beis Din, the suggestion that let it supersede Shabbos, will have direct relevance to the discussion that we just completed, where the Gemara stated unequivocally that the suggestion of let him be killed on Shabbos, which was indicated a number of lines up, there was an underlined word, veliktele, at the end of the line with a one. The Gemara there said, veliktele b'Shabbos. The Gemara then said, ein ritzicha doiches b'Shabbos. On Omid Beis of this Gemara, the Gemara will raise a possibility. Maybe it can be argued that ritzicha, that carrying out a capital penalty, capital punishment, could supersede Shabbos. We'll find out that it won't, and why. In the meantime, the first topic is not directly related, and it's a suggestion by Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan that let it be that one should be allowed to conduct a burial of a discovered body. That's a meis mitzvah, where unlike in normal cases, a person who passes away, he leaves family, he leaves relatives or friends that will take care of the body. There are situations that one may find a body strewn in some type of open area, and it is no one is taking care of it. That's called a meis mitzvah. The Gemara, or Reish Lakish, starts a question here. Amalei Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan, utehei kvuras meis mitzvah, doiche Shabbos mikal v'chomer. Let us try to argue that it can supersede Shabbos through kal v'chomer logic. And what we'll do now is we're going to start a piece of Gemara. We're going to encounter a bracketed section. When we get to the brackets, we're going to skip the entire bracketed section, and one can find how long that is by glancing at the bracket length indicator. That's a dash dotted vertical line that one finds in this particular case to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, and it will continue down the top lines of Omid Beis, at which point we'll pick up with the reading after the brackets. After we explain the Gemara the first round, we'll go back and read the entire Gemara with the bracketed section. So the Gemara starts, Uma Avoida. Avoida is a reference to Beis Hamikdash activities. For example, the offering of the Korban Tomid, Shel Shachar and Tomid Shebarin Abayim, These are activities activities involving sacrificing animals in the Beis HaMikdash, which in and of itself involve slaughtering and other activities that are, in general, if a private person tried to do it, he would be in violation of Shabbos. However, we know that they are done on Shabbos as part of the sacrificial ceremony regarding public fixed time korbanos, like the Tomid Shel Shachar and the Tomid Shel Bar Nabayim. That's called Avoida. And the Gemara says, Uma Avoida Shedoicha Shabbos Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Doicha Oisa. Mind you, Avoda, which supersedes Shabbos, and we know that Meis Mitzvah supersedes Avoda. We do the skip. Shabbos shenidches v'pnei avoda, Shabbos which is pushed off by avoda, namely avoda supersedes Shabbos. Ein odin shetei kfuras meis mitzvah doicha osa. So all the more so if Shabbos is pushed off by avoda and meis mitzvah pushes off avoda, then certainly meis mitzvah will be capable of pushing off Shabbos. Namely, you would be able to bury meis mitzvah even on Shabbos. Amale, Rabbi Yochanan answers, Ritzicha tochiach. We will disprove this suggestion by looking at Ritzicha. That's the court. Court-authorized murder. In other words, the execution by the hands of the court will prove that Meis Mitzvah will not be Doicha Shabbos. And how is that? She Doicha Es Avoda Ritzicha, the court execution pushes off Avoda. In other words, here is an example of something that is parallel to Meis Mitzvah, in the sense that just like Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoda, so to Ritzicha is Doicha Avoda. However, V'eina Doicha Es HaShabbos. Even though it pushes off Avoda, it doesn't supersede Shabbos. Therefore, I can say that Kvuras Meis Mitzvah as well. Even though it's Doicha Avoda, it is not necessarily going to be Doicha Shabbos. This last argument is based on the assumption that court execution is not Docha Shabbos. The Gemara will bring that into question in the next piece. However, let us go over the Gemara again, but this time reading the bracketed section. Starting from four lines from the bottom of Lamed Hayomad Aleph, Uma Avoida Shedocha Shabbos. Mind you, Beis HaMikdash activity supersedes Shabbos. When we say Beis HaMikdash activity, we're talking about the sacrificing of the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar and Tomid Shel Bein Arvayim and other Korbonas. Those are Doche Shabbos. Kvuras Meitz Mitzvah Doche Osa. The burial of the unaccounted for body supersedes Avoda. Mi Vila Achoisai. Based on what appears to be an extra word in the Parsha dealing with a Nazir, the word V'lachoso is mentioned, and where the Torah is saying that a Nazir who is not allowed to defile himself, the Pasuk says, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, that he's not allowed to defile himself to any deceased, and that would seem to include all of his relatives. And yet the Pasuk troubles itself to itemize a number of relatives, and one of them is Lachoso. And from that, we will learn what the Gemara is trying to say now, that Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is Docha Avoda. How do we see that? Kedesanya, as the following source appears in the context of a Nozir. Le'aviv ulimoy le'achiv ulachoso. This is the list of relatives that he is not to defile himself to. Ma Talmud Lomar, why is it necessary to state all of these relatives when the Pasuk already said regarding the Nazir that Al Nefesh mace lo yavo, that on no deceased is he allowed to defile himself. Hare shehoya holech lishchot es pischo. Imagine a nazir who was also a kohen gadol was on his way to slaughter his korban pesach v'lomul es beno, or to carry out a bris milah for his son. V'shoma shemes lo meis, and he heard that one of his relatives died. Yachol yitameh, could it be that he's allowed to defile himself and deal with or participate in the funeral and thereby in absorb tuma? Amris lo yitama. The response to that suggestion is no, he's not allowed to metame. The pasuk says that I'll call nefesh meis lo yavo. Yachol kishem she'eno metame la'achoiso yikach eno metame la'meis mitzvah. Could it be said that just like he's not allowed to metame himself to to his sister, the pasuk that was cited in the Gemara, this Amris lo yitama, is it says there in the pasuk la'aviv limo etc. and so forth lo yitama. So just like he's not allowed to metame himself to achoso, the as was said lo yitama. Can it be argued that he's not allowed to defile himself for the benefit of a meis mitzvah either? Talmud lomar ulaachoisoi, laachoisoi hu deino metame, avo metame lemeis mitzvah. The Torah is instructing us by stating these relatives, which, as we said before, seem to be redundant. It's telling us only to these he's not allowed to be metame, but to the exclusion of a meis mitzvah, where he is allowed to metame. So what do we see from this? We see that meis mitzvah supersedes the case of the individual on his way to do a korban pesach. In other words, it's doche avoda. It's the korban pesach is the pesach sacrifice, sometimes translated as the paschal lamb. We see that meis mitzvah pushes that off. Shabbos shenitcheis mitnei avoda, Shabbos which is weaker than avoda, eino din shetei kvuras meis mitzvah dechosa. Shabbos and certainly should be superseded by the burial of the meis mitzvah. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan responds, Ritzicha tochiach. We will cite the example of court execution to prove otherwise. Shedoiches avoda, it is an example. Court execution is an example of something that supersedes the offering of sacrifices. V'eino doche es haShabbos, with all its strength and its ability, the ability of court execution to push off avoda, it does not push off Shabbos. Therefore, we have something. We can then say something else will have the same property, namely kvuras meis mitzvah. That even though it's doche avoda, that doesn't necessarily mean that it will be doche Shabbos. So now the Gemara asks what we already introduced earlier, Ritzicha gufa tidche es haShabbos mikal v'chomer. Let us try to argue that court execution itself should be able to be doche Shabbos through kal v'chomer reasoning. This is a question of some length, as you can see from the long question marking to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara. How will this kal v'chomer work? Ma avoida shedoche es haShabbos, ritzicha doche oisa. Mind you, avoda, the temple sacrificial service, which pushes off Shabbos. Court execution overrides avoda. Skipping for a moment, Shabbos shenidches mipnei avoda, Shabbos which is weaker than avoda. Then all the more so, court execution should be able to push off Shabbos. And the result would be that we'd be able to carry out court executions on Shabbos. Let's read these lines again, but with the skipped section. starting a few lines up after the botai, we wanted to say that Ritzicha should be able to be Docha Shabbos, Mikal v'chomer. Ma avoida shedocha es haShabbos. Sacrificial service supersedes Shabbos. Ritzicha docha isa sheneemar. We know that Ritzicha, court execution, pushes us avoda from the following pasuk. Me'im mizbechi tikochenu lamuz. That if it's tikochenu lamuz, someone that needs to be executed, take him from the mizbeach. It means, even if it involves stopping the sacrificial service. Shabbos shenichais mitnei avoda. Shabbos, which is weaker than avoda. Namely, we know that avoda supersedes Shabbos. So eino din shitei ritzicha deichosa. So all the more so, something that supersedes avoda, like we just said, court execution, certainly would be able to supersede Shabbos. Oma rova. Rava is the beginning of a long answer. The long answer is basically designed to tell us that Ritzicha is not going to be Docha Shabbos, even though the logic we introduced just before would have indicated that court execution should be able to supersede Shabbos. That will not be the case. And Rava introduces a long answer, and you can see that's indicated by the encircled tuf with the vertical dashed line to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Omar Rava, Kfar Poska Tana Debei Rabbi Shmoel. This matter has already been resolved by the Tanaic source taught in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmoel that Ritzicha is not going to be Dercha Shabbos. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmoel. The following Tanaic source was featured in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmoel. The Pasuk says, Lo Sevaru Esh, and the continuation of the Pasuk is, Bechol Moshvo Sechem V'yom HaShabbos. There's a bracketed section, and the Gemara will explain within the brackets why what is going to take place in the brackets is hard to understand. Therefore, on the first reading, one would be advised to read with a skip. In other words, you read, Lo Sevaru Esh, Moshavois Ma Talmud Omar. Why does the Pasuk, in telling us about Shabbos violation, lighting fires on Shabbos, does it use the word that one should not light the fires, Bechol Moshvei Sechem, wherever they dwell? Even without writing that, it would seem to be obvious that it's prohibited. That the word Moshavos, we will see, includes Chutz La'aretz, places outside of the land of Israel. But even without saying, don't light fires wherever you are, I would know on my own not to light fires wherever people are. I wouldn't have thought that the issue of Shabbos violation is restricted to any one location. Therefore, the Braisa will be asking about the word Moshvosechem, or Moshavos, why does the Pasuk use that term by Shabbos? However, before we get to that level of clarity, the Gemara goes through several lines unclarity. Let's go through the Gemara again. Lo Sevaru, beginning of the source, Lo Sevaru Esh, Ma Talmud Lomar. Why does the Torah have to teach a separate pasuk regarding the kindling of fire on Shabbos? After all, the lighting of fire is one of the avos malachos, and the Torah already says that one is not allowed to violate different forms of creative activity that we call avos malachos. Why did the Torah specify the kindling of fire? So the Gemara responds to this particular question with wonderment. Ma Talmud Lomar, you're asking why did the Torah specify this particular pasuk? It's well known why the Torah specified this pasuk. E l'Rabbi Yosi, l'lav yotzos, e l'Rabbi Nosson, l'chalek yotzos. Whether it be according to Rabbi Yosi, the Torah is telling a chiddush, a novel point, and that is that kindling of fire is a departure from the general category of Shabbos violation, where we know general Shabbos violation carries a penalty of death. According to Rabbi Yossi, kindling of fire on Shabbos is a mere negative injunction and not carrying with it a death penalty. And according to Rabbi Nosson, the reason the Torah specified this particular pasuk was to teach a general principle, what's called lechalik. Lechalik means that if one were to be guilty of multiple Shabbos violations in an unwitting fashion, b'shogeg, he would have to bring multiple korbanos, each av malacha being a separate unit. And therefore the Torah specified one example, namely the kindling of fire, just like it is treated as a separate violation. So to every one of the different 39 avos malachos, different 39 Shabbos violations, are separate units. Continuing in the Gemara, Kedisanya, as the following Tanaic source says, Havora lelav yotzas, divrei Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, Havora, kindling of fire, yotzas means is departed from the general category, or more accurately stated as a separate violation, when in fact it was part of the general ruling of following Shabbos. So it left the general category of Shabbos to teach that it is unique, that it is a lav, a negative violation, and nothing more, not a capital offense. That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nosson Omer, lechalek yotzos. It was singular. It was singled out. That's the idea of yotzos. It was singled out in a separate form from the rest of the avos malachos to lechalek, to demonstrate that each av malach is just like kindling a fire and treated separately. And as we said before, that if a person is guilty of multiple Shabbos violations in an unwitting fashion, he'll bring multiple sacrifices corresponding to each one of those violations. Elo Omar Rava. Tana, the Tanaic source here, which opened up with questioning Matam Lomar, Tana Moishavos Kashilei. The appearance of the word Moshavos in this pasuk had said, and we read it before, Lo Sevar Eish Bechol Moshavos Echem, that word Moshavos Echem posed a difficulty. Moshavos Ma Tamad Lomar. The term Moshavos includes all places, including outside of Eretz Israel. Why was it necessary for the Torah to tell me that in all places one cannot kindle fire on Shabbos? Michti. Shabbos equals Chavas HaGufi. Shabbos is an obligation, a mitzvah that is not land dependent. It is personal dependent. The Chavas HaGuf Noyheges Bein Boretz Bein Bechutz Laretz. Things that are of a personal nature as opposed to land based, those are binding whether one is in the land of Israel or one is outside of Israel. And as such, Chovas HaGuf would include the prohibition of lighting fires on Shabbos. Therefore, the question is, why does the Torah have to specify Moshavos, the Kosav Rachmona Lomali? Why does the Torah write the word Moshavos Echem in this context? I would have known that on my own. Moshavos being in all locations, and Shabbos being non-land oriented, applies in all places. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Omar Talmud Echad. So in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, one of the Talmidim said, one of the students said, Lefi Shenemar. After, there is a pasuk that says, Ki ye be'ish chet mishpat moves v'humas. A person who is guilty of a capital offense, he gets a death penalty. Shomeani, I might assume that v'humas, that means carry, execute him, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, that he can be executed during the week and even during Shabbos. And I would come to that conclusion by the Kal Vachomer that we had before concerning Avodah, whereby we said if Avodah supersedes Shabbos and death penalty supersedes Avodah, so certainly death penalty could supersede Shabbos. the Ha'amani Mekayim, then what will I do with the pasuk that says Mechale Moisimas, that those who violate Shabbos are themselves guilty of a capital offense? I will tell you, B'shar Melachas Chutzmi Misas Bezin. Sure, Shabbos carries with it its own death penalty. That is true with regard to all Melacha violations, except for court execution. Oh, Eino Elo Afilo Misas Bezin. Or maybe it should be argued that even Misas Bezin is superseded by Shabbos, and therefore no court executions on Shabbos. Uma ani mekayem v'humas, and so that what will I do with the pasuk that says that the courts shall execute? B'chol avolo b'Shabbos. Yes, they carry out executions on the weekdays, but not on Shabbos. Oy eino elo afilu b'Shabbos, or maybe it is to be ruled that Bezin executes on Shabbos as well. Talmud lomar lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvei sechem. That's one pasuk, the Shabbos pasuk. Ulahalon hu oimer v'hoyu eile lochem l'chukas mishpat l'dorosechem b'chol moshvosechem. This second pasuk is a reference to chukas mishpat, which has to do with judging, and it uses the word moshvosechem. So in this recent pasuk, it says we see the word moshvosechem is in the context of judgment and courts. Ma moishavos ha'amur lahalon equals beisdin. Just like in this second pasuk, in this last pasuk, the word moishavos is a reference to courts. Af moishavos ha'amur kan beisdin. So too, the word moishavosechem that appears in the prohibition of kindling is a reference to court execution. V'omar rachmona loy sivaru esh b'chol moishavosechem. That one is not allowed to kindle fire even for the carrying out of Misas based in. The word Moshvosechem happens to be courts. And the Pasuk says not to do that, not to kindle fires even for the purpose of court execution on Shabbos. Omar Abaye. Hashto di Amris ein ritzicha deche eser Shabbos. Now that we've concluded that court execution does not supersede Shabbos, ein ritzicha doiche esavoda mikav chomer. And now, contrary to what was mentioned earlier, we're going to argue that ritzicha, the court execution, shall not supersede avoda mikav chomer, through kav chomer logic. The result of this would be that if a kohen is involved with offering a sacrifice, even though he may have been guilty of a capital crime, we will say, let him finish the sacrificial ceremony, and only after that take him to execution. And how should we come to such a conclusion? As follows: Uma Shabros shenitches mipnei huavoida, ein ritzicha doiche oisa. Shabbos, which is superseded by avoda, ritzicha, court execution, does not push off Shabbos. In other words, in setting up a hierarchy, we see that avoda is on the top. Under avoda is Shabbos, as was just mentioned, that Shabbos is pushed off by avoda, namely avoda supersedes Shabbos. And yet, as was concluded above, ritzicha, court execution, does not supersede Shabbos. So we find something weaker than Shabbos, namely court execution. Avoda shehi doiches a Shabbos, avoda which is stronger than Shabbos, eino din shelo tei ritzicha doichosa, then all the more so will avoda supersede court execution. Well, if that be the case, elaha dechtiv me'im mizbechi tikuchen lomus, what will I do with that pasuk, which it's mashma, take him from the mizbeach to be executed, which is implies that court execution supersedes avoda. Hahi, hahu, lekorban yochid. That is true, that court execution will supersede avoda if you're dealing with the sacrificing of private sacrifices, the lo dochi Shabbos, those private sacrifices themselves do not supersede Shabbos. So being that this type of avoda is weaker than Shabbos, therefore Ritzicha, court execution, will be able to supersede that kind of sacrificial ceremony. So if you glance at the little chart on the inside margin, we see Abaye, and according to Abaye, the conclusion seems to be that Avoda, if it's Tzibur, if it's public, that supersedes court execution, that supersedes Ritzicha. However, Ritzicha, the number two, Ritzicha, court execution, will supersede Avoda if it's Yachid, if it's of a private nature. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.